Hello, pleasant greetings. Shree here, and welcome to another episode of Are You Gonna Finish That? The catch-up edition. And on today's... Oh my gosh. I am just like so dumbfounded, okay? But anyway, Behind Her Eyes is what I'm discussing on this episode. It is written by Sarah Penborough. When I tell you that, yes, I'm going to finish something, you know, sometimes I think, you know, it's going to end up like this, it's going to end up like that, you know, whatever. But for this particular book, I remember saying, you know, something sinister is going on. Of course, we know that because there were three main characters. There was Adele and David and Louise. Adele and David were married. They had known each other for many years since Adele was a little girl. And Louise came later, and David actually was having an affair with Louise. Okay, yeah, all of that. So when reading the book, the first half of the book, of course, you could tell something sinister was going on. And I was unprepared for the ending of this story. I won't give it away, but there are spoilers, okay? Sometimes things are just so huge that, or so grand that you just don't give them away, you know? You just don't. Some people like that, but if it's a story and I'm thinking, wow, okay, I didn't see, you know, I didn't expect that, or whatever. I didn't think that would happen. I didn't think about that, or, you know, whatever. And then I don't give it away. The obvious, I might give that away. But anyway. So, I remember saying that thrillers that withhold information, are they up to par with a story that does give out all of the information? But then there was also, you know, they're both artistic in their own way, and you can't take it as like, oh my gosh, you can't tell a story because you're withholding information. If you had given us that information, or certain parts, or certain, you know, pieces of information, we could have figured that out. But you didn't, because you wanted to lead us down a certain path and blah, 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 blah. But I, of course, they're both artistic, like I said. So in this story, the author had to hide information. And it was very much artistic. Well, you know, it was clever. You know, once you continue and you finish and you read the whole thing, you see what is going on, and it was like, okay, I got you, no, just kidding. But I mean, in this case, it had to be hidden from the reader, because the shocker is shocking, okay? The shocker is shocking, okay? Shocker will shock you, and then you'll be shocked, because that's what shocking is. It's shocking, okay? But anywho, in the book, you find out that Adele... Now I'm going to talk about what I think about the entire story. You find out that Adele finds, oh my gosh, I'm flustered here, okay?
David doesn't love Adele. And that's what Adele thinks, okay? So, Adele is constantly saying how much, oh my gosh, I love David. I love him. You hear this over and over again. And as you're reading it, you think like, Adele, like, you got some issues. You really do. Because the way that the story is told, David is a horrible person. So why do you feel this way about David? You really got some problems. All the while, Louise is in the middle of their marriage because she likes David. Oh my gosh, like, Louise, get a grip. Like, you just met this guy. Anyway, I won't get into all that, but David, I remember saying, did David have something to do with a turning point in Adele's life? Yeah. And that turning point, this is a spoiler here. That turning point is, I don't know if it's a spoiler actually, but anyway, that Adele's parents were killed in a fire. And so some people had the idea that David actually probably did it, or he had something to do with it. Okay, so yeah, halfway through, that's what I thought. Okay, no, he didn't. I don't even think he was there, if I recall correctly. But anyway, so when you get to the last two chapters, I think, that's when you find out the shocker. Okay. There's so much going on and so much that is revealed. And then there's an even bigger reveal. And it's just like, wow. Okay. Sociopath, psychopath, like, wow. Like, those words don't really, wow. Those words can't cover the extreme of this person's mind. You know what I mean? Like, just, ridiculous. Ridiculous. Obsession is real, people. I know it might be hard to get help when a person has an obsession, but just wow. And I'm at the present time, I'm reading another book about obsession, and it's like, wow, like, it's really real. It's really real. Maybe somebody hearing this, they may have some sort of, deal. And I just really want to say, get help. I know that's like such a, come on, how can you get help? I know these are just stories, but get help. And, to the people who are listening and know about this story, you know what I'm talking about. Just wow, right? Say it with me. Wow. Oh, of course, it was on Netflix. So there are probably some people who saw it. I haven't seen it. I don't have that streaming service. And I won't be getting it. Some people like things and some people don't. Patronizing. Look, I'm not going to get into all that. Until next time.